Obituary: Alan Hardman, 1936 to 2024, militant cartoonist and printer. Socialist Party and Committee for a Workers' International, CWI, members are saddened at the loss of Alan Hardman, who passed away in hospital on Thursday, the 18th of January in hospital. Alan became politically active in the 1960s, joining the Labour Party, and as an active trade unionist. He was a trained lithographic printer, having done a six-year apprenticeship in his hometown of Barnsley. Alan moved down south, after completing his national service. His distaste for the hierarchical nature of the officer caste added to his developing class consciousness. Here he came into contact with the ideas of militant, now socialist party, becoming its first printer. As Keith Dickinson recalls, his contribution ranged from doing the page layout, making the negatives for the offset plate making, doing the printing, and maintaining the machines, even engineering spare parts. After he had found and bought excellent machinery at bargain prices, it was all squeezed into inadequate spaces. When he had finished his full-time shift in the Thames Valley, he would drive to militant offices in East London, complete the page layouts and negatives, drive to a plate maker on his way back to Sunning Common, do his shift, then back to print the militant the next day or night. When that press was replaced by a bigger press, Alan helped pack it for shipment, and travelled over to Spain, to set it up for the then Spanish section of the CWI, that was developing at the end of the Franco era, to help them to properly utilize it. Alan is best known among Socialist Party members for his cartoons. At first, these were produced, while also making sure the militant was coming out. He decided he ought to try to complete them in one take. Obviously the response to these first attempts was positive and the rest they say is history. Alan produced a range of cartoons, sometimes expressing a simple idea in the most striking of ways. Of particular note are some of the cartoons produced during the 1984-85 miners' strike. Cartoons were drawn following discussions with miners and other militant supporters, would be drawn within hours, and then appear on the picket lines within days. When militant supporter Pat Wall was elected as a Labour MP in Bradford North in 1987, Alan drew a huge 12x8-foot cartoon which was affixed to a supporter's house, depicting the wrecking ball approach the Tories were taking to local services. In later years, despite Alan's output slowing, such was the lasting effectiveness of his work, that ones drawn years or even decades earlier simply needed an updated caption. Over the last decade, his work began to get wider recognition with invitations to take part in exhibitions in Barnsley and Skipton. Alan was incredibly humble and self-sacrificing. He knew how to find his place as part of a team to get the best results. It is to Alan's credit that he was prepared to put his considerable talents at the disposal of a revolutionary party and the struggle for socialism. Alan didn't do things by half. When the Yorkshire Socialist Party region held a rally for Mark 50 years since the founding of the militant, we invited Alan to set up an exhibition of his cartoons. Reluctantly, he agreed to address the meeting. When comrades arrived to set up, Alan had already covered the whole room with his artwork. And never want to miss a trick, when a comrade asked whether they could get a print, Alan promptly started selling images from the walls of the meeting to raise money for the fighting fund. In the following years, Alan raised thousands of pounds for the fighting fund at national events. In his last years, Alan was a carer for his wife Sue. Alan had always been acutely aware of the importance of the NHS, and, in an interview for a book soon to be published of his work, he aptly commented, "We've always been fighting to preserve our national health service, and that's because anything that the capitalists can't make profit from, egg education and health, the Tories detest. They can't wait to dismantle and make a profit from it." Our condolences go to his family, his wife Sue, children Erin Ben and his grandchildren. Ian Dalton, Secretary, Yorkshire Socialist Party.